A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 27th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are posing the question, is Zimbabwe now a military state?
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And we want to welcome our viewers on our Facebook pages, the VOA Shona, Ndebele and English. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the role of the military in Zimbabwe's democracy.
The Zimbabwe Defense Forces and the Zimbabwe Republic Police have issued a joint statement urging the nation to remain united and to respect the laws of the country. In a statement issued at the Police General Headquarters this morning, the two security services said normalcy had returned to the country following the inauguration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa last Friday.
But human rights groups are questioning the claim that the country is back to normal, with soldiers having boots on the ground and yet to return to the barracks. Has Zimbabwe normalized the abnormal? Some human rights lawyers say the country's highest court had set a dangerous precedent by legalizing the military coup.
If you wish to join the show right now, follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. We are live streaming on those three pages. I'll repeat that again. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. And apparently, if you haven't liked the pages, can you like them right now? So if you want to call in, here's the number, 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat that number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka Gibbs, nasi tauti tinge tichitarisa nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe yakutongwa nemauto here. Hongu, nasi taona mauto, akabatana nemapurisa vachizivisa iwo kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvagadzikana. Asi vakazivisa kuti mapurisa anenge achimboramba achishanda nemauto mumugwagwa muzvikuru muguta guru reHarare. Nekudaro vamwe vari kuti kana zvinhu zviri kunzi zvanaka, kochi chiri kupa kuti masoja asadzokere kuma barracks. Gibbs, mubvunzo unenge uchida kuti ubvunzwe.
Kunjalo ke Blessings, sizvile ke kuti amasoja namapurisa vati sebavambisana emigwaqweni lapho babe bekhangela ukuthi umthetho uhanjiswa ngemfanelo. So sikhuluma nje ke amasoja, uyathola ke kule soja lepolisa beme khona ngale ke emigwaqweni. Bekhuluma ke labanye namhlanje kuseni kuhlelo olisebenze ekuseni kakhulu. So bebekhuluma nje besithi ukanyakazani amasoja abuza isithupha, akubuza ukuthi isithupha sakho sengapi. Kuzobuya ke amapolisa abe phongkhangela nje izimoto ukuthi zime njani. Kodwa ke umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi kambe ilizwe leZimbabwe selibanjwe libutho kumbe alibanjwa libutho. Njalo nxa selingani sisezandleni zebutho, kambe so abantu sebekhululeke kanganani. Ungathemba wena ukuthi nxa ukhangele ubone kule soja ngapha kule polisa ube sithi sukhululekile. Kambe nxa sokusiya ke ukhetho kuyabe kume njani? Abantu bayazibuza kakhulu. So nxa sisikhangela futhi ke ukhanya ngazani njengoba umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa wathatha isifungo ngeviki ephelileyo esithi ke uzakhangela konke okukhangelane labantu beZimbabwe, kambe libona ngazani uzalenzelani nxa sokubuya ezemithetho lezi? Kambe kasuzawephule amalungelo oluntu kumbe kuyahamba njani? Kunjalo ke mfowethu.
I think we have our first guest, that is human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, director for Southern Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Of course, we forgot to mention that he's joining us via Skype. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Mavinga, tell us, do you think that Zimbabwe has become a police state?
What is obvious is that Zimbabwe is presently under military control. From the day, the night of the takeover of the military on November 14 to November 15, it was clear that there was no coherent agreement or common purpose amongst all the security forces. The military said they were leading the process, but they were warning the other branches of the security forces to cooperate. And we then got to know quickly enough that they had seized control of the police support unit camp, and that camp remains under army guard as we speak, because it houses the largest armory or weaponry for the police in the country. So there is not enough support or confidence that the police are loyal to the military position.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. And we are also now being joined by human rights activist, Mr. Clement Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Mr. Moyo, what is your take on the continued presence of the military? In Zimbabwe, they say the situation is back to normal, but they are yet to return to the barracks. Mr. Moyo, if you may move a bit, yes, the line is bad.
Is it? What I'm saying is, once a country has been taken over by the military, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
People are not sure what really that is all about. They may say it wasn't a coup, but it looked like a coup all over. And the more so, it was ZANU-PF trying to clean up his own mess. And the mess that they were cleaning, leaning towards a certain rule of certain people. Even if they are saying they are catching corrupt people, who is not corrupt amongst the ZANU-PF people? Who can they say is not corrupt? So we're not sure what this thing is all about. It's very scary. We don't even know what our future holds for us now. We're confused.
Gibbs.
So ngasukangele baba Moyo ubona azane stalatini khona kuvele kumenjani emgwaqweni lapho nje ubukhona ngapho ke akusitshela ukuthi libonani emgwaqweni.
Emgwaqweni kuthule. Akuna mapolisa, asiboni ame patrolayo. But siyakwazi ukuthi kuma outskirts of town kule army kobulawayo khona la. All points leading out are guarded by the army. Now, what they are looking for, what they are guarding against, we don't know. There are no police officers patrolling the streets, and there are no roadblocks for police officers. That has been cut off. Now, we don't know what really the aim is. Who are they looking for? Who did what?
So, ukuwa hamba ke ku roadblock, kumbe ngasu puma, kobulawayo.
Yeah, niyathola amasocha.
Bathini?
Babathini, bafuna isithupha sakho, ngabandaba i-license yakho, landani, the only one in ID. If you produce an ID, you have to go. They keep saying they are looking for certain people.
So, you want to open my eyes, Chana? So he says, when you get out of the CBD in Bulawayo, apparently the army is demanding ID cards. So they are saying that they are looking for certain people, you know, but they are not specifying exactly who.
Regatende unamkoma Ephraim, makadi mko Ephraim.
Hello, Paramarandiko.
Aiwa, tiripo mko Ephraim, famba mchana kuvapa muri phone yenyu isingazonzwika.
Asiyabonzika.
taurai ndi akunzwa
ai akundizwa
ai taurai
ayo saka gara chingwe zvizvava zvedu kuti nyaya yese yanga ichitwa ngomeremere yanga ichitwa azvizvani ndabvisa kubatsira vanhu vanhu vaitozvigadzirira nzira yavo yekupinda pakuzotonga zvoti zviri pazvipo nyangu vamunanga kuvachitonga izvino munhu anenge achitonga nyika inoyi matorya nekuti vakuva mugabe nyangu vanhu vakafa vamugabe vanhu vakubiswa navanhu vamugabe vakabiswa nematorya kuti vazvigadzirire nzira yekuti vazowana nguva yekutonga bedzi vachiwanda muvanhu haisi nyaya inobatsira vanhu onyakubatisa seizvino nyaya yekurapishoni vangu vachitaura nezvayo vanhu vari kusungwa nevari kumanikizwa vari kushungurudzwa izvine zitoto zvavati chikwata chedfo tishai iwo pachavo kuna kwavo kuna vamunangagwa wako akuna munhu anombosungwa isi tinozivatese nyika yese kuti munhu wese angari muzanupf wese angari mucorruption yakasimba hapana munhu mutsvene muzanupf vese vari kusunga vamwe vemakororo vakusungwa kuti makororo zoti aitofungwa kuti evangu vakaiz hazingovharwe titange imwenyu peji nokuti kana vakada zvekusungana zvinotora kuti vese vari pavangotanga vatopinda vamajere vese vasina kumbobatwa navanhu naona tinengaringoriya yekuda kuvhara bedzi zvose zvinenge zvakaitwa navanhu hapana chirongwa chakaita chinombofadza vanhu avo zokuti muchaona kuti pamberi apo shanguro shanguro mutiramba achidzokera munyika yamugabe ani maona zvinezvi vatodzorera mugabe vakaita zvekuti vanhu vanofanira kuchengetedza musiwaka zvako wamugabe kureva kuti vakangohwanda bedzi nekanhu kadukuduku kuda kutinendera kuti funge zvakaita zvakanaka vamugabe haisiye problem problem inyika yasistimu yezanupf yese vakuna vanhu vacho vari kupinda yezvino nevachazenge varipo hapana munhu akanaka muchaona kabineti inongoitwa pano kuzoserwa madhedhi uuiwa yanga aripo kuna new idea inombouya vanhu vari kungotsvaka bedzia zvekuti vanhu vafunge kuti vazodzisa vamugabe zvati otherwise vamugabe haisiye problem yega problem isistimu yese yemuzanupf zoti kukatarisa vamunangagwa iwo ndo the longest serving member judiciary kuvamugabe vatapa dzingo vanga vashandira mitemo yese yakadaisa pamashure apo vachiita masimba kuna purezidendi saka unongoona kuti hatikona mutsauko uripo vaitozviziva kuti pamashure avachabvuta masimba kuzoshandisa masimba iyoyo kudzanyirira vanhu hapana chatikumbofarira tichitofarira nganga inobata mai ava
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim
zvakanaka
todzoka kwamuri vamavhinga vamavhinga
ndiri pano
manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Ephraim vari kuti ivo vanhu ngavangwarire kupembedza ng'anga neinobata mai ndoo maonero amuri kuzviita here
nemo nemo ndizvo zvo chaizvo chaizvo nekuti zviri kuitika kuzimbabwe hazviri pachena zvingada kuvanzwa hazvo kunenge kuri kuhwanda nemunwe kuedza kutaura kuti pane hurumende iripo isiri yemauto asi zviri pachena kuti mauto ndo ari kutonga iko zvino mauto ndiwo akagadza vamunangagwa uyezve basa riri kuitwa iri kunzi vavada kutsipika kana kubisa uroyi hazvisi izvo pane divi rakanangwa hazvisi zvokuti munhu wese nekuti tinoona kuti kune vamwe vatungamiri vatinoziva vanotori nembiri yekunzi havabude muhuori asi iko zvino vari kupembera vari pedo navamunangagwa saka zvakaoma kuti tizive kuti timire papi senyika
Of course, Gibbs, you heard what the caller said and what Mr. Mavhinga said. They are saying that there's a danger that while people might be celebrating the exit of former President Robert Mugabe, still difficult for many to say former President Robert Mugabe. I mean, he has been there for 37 years and some months. So some are saying that it might be too early to celebrate as it might be more of the same with Mr. Mnangagwa Gibbs.
So, Baba Moyo lapho yazwela lapha okukhulula umnumzana Mavhinga. Uthi kono ukususwa kwa umnumzana Robert Mugabe. Baba.
Ngiyazazi sishona ngizwile bakukhulumile.
Hayi besenzela abalaleli.
Oh okay, hayi kulungile baba.
Yeah. So wena ungathini ngakhona ukusibile ukuthi bathi kuyafana nje
lokuthi amadoda lawo aqinise qobo, baqinise qobo lapha kuklinwa indawo yezanu okwabanye abantu ababafunayo ukuthi babuse akade belisana lalabana sebebaxotshile babanye bakhona babavalele emajeni it's not about amazimbabweans ukuthi amazimbabweans athabeleni yabona abathabele umgabi but ayisuye phela yedwa umuntu okade mubi laphana
yena ubekhokheli ikhabhani yonke empi kodwa-ke wasephambanisa ngokuthi sethatha ama-civilians sewaletha phakathi kombuso okungafunwa nguye njalo futhi abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi lo ndoda wake watsho wathena yena i-president is office i-straight jacket nawe ungazange ungene ku-army awungaza kusaluthe ngamasotsha so konke lokhu kusenzakala kutshoni amasotsha elokhu ephethe umbhobho ehamba kutho ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bakhuphe bethusele wonke umuntu ozama ukuthi kumba angafuni ukuthi acabange ukubusa leli lizwe so angiboni ukuthi bazaletha e-proper civilian rule as long as abantu labana bezani okungamangalisa kakhulu okukhona sibisibiziukuthi nawe ubaba uMnangagwa mhlazane ezaqamba ikhabhinethi yakhe uzachiya bani uzasaka bani lokhu phela sazi ukuthi kuzani kuvele indawo ye-corruption so siyamangala sibili ukuthi sikhangele nje siyabona kodwa siyabona ukuthi le into kayisilingelanga angazi njalo kodwa hayi mina kambona
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke babamoya ume khonapho sibili ungayindawo so you are saying like what Mr. Mafinga was saying you know he says this was all about the cleanup exercise being conducted by the army on behalf of ZANU-PF. So he says he's reflecting on what General Chiwenga once said when he referred to some people who are not having that military capacity that they will never rule like if you are a civilian you will never rule so he's saying the presence of the army actually reflects that kind of thinking that no civilian can be capable of running Zimbabwe anytime soon so he says they are maintaining that and they just want to show the public the kind of force that they have so meaning that the civilian government may be very far away from it because right now we cannot call it a civilian government
Mr. Mavinga hello Mr. Mavinga
yes can you hear me
now
yes,
what do you make of this the high court ruled that this was not a military coup but some analysts are saying if it walks like a duck quacks like a duck, swims like a duck, then it's a duck. Or others are saying a monkey that eats grass, not banana, is a goat. Is this a coup or it's not a coup?
Well, a coup simply refers to a situation where there is a military takeover of government functions by force. It's not voluntary. What we experienced on the night of November 14 to 15 in Zimbabwe was clearly a coup. The military took over without having been deployed by the commander-in-chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, who at that time was Robert Mugabe. So a deployment of the army without clearance or without the authority of the commander-in-chief amounts to mutiny, and then to place the head of the defense forces, the president, under house arrest, that completes the coup. But, of course, for public relations purposes, the military wanted the process, they wanted to trigger a process of government change, which would appear as if it's not a coup. But having done that, it was clear that they did not trust the other arms of the security forces, like the police, the putting the support unit under armed guard, because this is where, you know, the armory was for the police, where the armory is, weapons for the police. And then also the CIO, the Central Intelligence Organization, many of them are still on the run. They are being hunted down because they were perceived to be supportive of Mugabe and that they could offer resistance. Now, the High Court decision to say that this was not a coup speaks to what Mugabe himself said. But we cannot take that, if you are looking at the law, blessing, when someone speaks under duress, under armed guard, when he's under house arrest, it's difficult to then assess whether or not they are openly and freely giving their views. It's like that ZANU-PF youth leader, Kudzanai Chipanga, who appeared on TV, obviously brutalized, and saying, I am offering this apology on my own volition and will because no one has coerced me. But it was clear that it was not his idea to give that kind of thing. So where we are now, the military is in charge, but the judiciary wanted to sanitize post-effect to legitimize Mnangagwa's presidency, because I think there was a concern that it would be challenged. But what has happened now is a terrible precedent, because what it simply says, the courts have said it is legal, it is constitutional for the army to step into politics at any point. So if next year there are elections and to take, for example, the opposition leader, one of them wins those elections, the military can simply say, no, this is a threat to our revolution. We are stepping in terms of Section 212 of the Constitution. And then it will be legal in the sense that there is precedent now. So my appeal now is to citizens of Zimbabwe, to lawyers in Zimbabwe, including Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, that this High Court order needs to be challenged immediately. It cannot stand. The Constitutional Court needs to sit as a full bench to deliberate and make sure that the military is not sanctioned to be involved in politics. This is a terrible, terrible precedent that points to a compromised judiciary.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, come on.
Yes, lo mnumzana nhlangalunye. Sabona mfowethu.
Kunjani, Gibbs?
Ngiyaphila, sithini lapho khona?
Sithini lapho khona? Hayi, khonoko nje.
Ye, ungazani ifoni yakho ile echo. Angikwazi ukuhamba njani. Vala mbijani umsakazi wakho.
Right, okay.
Yes, uvalile.
Gibbs. Hello?
Yebo, nyakuzwa, suvalile radio.
Semvalile.
Ye, akutsho ke ukuthi wena ubona njani ukuthi amasoja lamapholisa asabe senza lokho ukuthiwa ukupatrola bendawonye. So ke wena ukubona njani khona?
Ya angicabona ukuthi amasosha ukuthi abe khona lapho nambona ngani is a temporal measure yokuthi nje kuba bebade bekhona kwalezi insuku then which means abangeza ke baphonga unyamalale nje kawani kumele bachiye bebone ukuthi la mapolisa akade corrupt asebenza njani angithi uyabona ngoba bangaphonga unyamalala kawani then amapholisa lana lambile phela hayi 2 weeks 3 weeks zonke lezi besibabe sebengasathengi lesinkwa ezindlini lapha balambe over so basambanika nje babonane ukuthi kade vele kusetshenzwa njani yeah
kodwa ke akwethusa abantu yini esidaladini kume ngithi emgwaqweni nxa kula kulamasotsha
abantu bazakwethusa yini njengoba de bevele bebathakazelela kangaka bereplace amapholisa besokusmooth into zonke zihamba kahle laphana bona amapholisa lanengekho
ye sizokuthiwa abanye abantu nxa lifika kuma-roadblock likhulumisa amasotsha lingakhulumisi amapholisa kunjalo
singakhulumisa kambe abantu abanenhliziyo ezimbi njalo I think kule necessity yokuthi uMnangagwa laphana akhangele ukuthi amapholisa lawa abayibona abamele babe semgwaqweni yibaphi akakhethe kukhethwe iclassi yamapholisa not ukuthi amapholisa nokufitshane nokunganani kuthiwa kulipholisa kubuya kukudelele singabantu abadala singaka akutshele ezinye izinto ezingaqedakaliyo ukuthi kuyini kakhethe amapholisa amele ame emgwaqweni laba bayafitshane kabahambe baye ngale emaseleni ngale bayedila la masela athole nje laba abangani badelinyazana nje abalohlonzi ya ngoba uyabona ngutshele ukuthi ukhathana kakhulu nyaweni lesikhathi ongabuya eZimbabwe buya laphana uzebona ukuthi umiswa ngumuntu onganani olipholisa ole-traffic ongelasisinto sokuba lipholisa le-traffic uyabona
buzima
ipholisa kumele lihlonipheke xa ulikhangele la uze ukuthi ipholisa mbona ipholisa la angithi
ye
hayi kuphonga ubona nje angikwazi lokuthi ngakuxesisa ngithini
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mnumzana ungathinela kusasa
njalo futhi uyabona khonoko ukuthi khona abesesithi yena uMnangagwa abesesithi yena umgabe kumele i-21st birthday yakhe le ihlonitshwe ihlonitshwe ngubani siyihloniphelani ya siyihloniphelani Tina sifuna ukukhosa ngomdabe kasifuna kuzwa ngaye futhi. Ngakho nxa sizabe sesicwa sihloniphe leyo 21st sizabe sithi sihloniphani.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibongile baba.
Yeah, akalikhulume ngakho lokho njalo akelekele kubiza abantu abanjengabo Chumalwane weMpopho malwana asifuni kumuzwe enasine ekukhuluma lapho kunasinga kuba into ayikhuluma iyasihlanzisa thina.
Hayi kuzwile baba, kuzwile kakhulu siyabonga.
Yekelani lani ukuba lokho libiza abantu abangelamsebenzi lapho Chuma labo akelithiyane labo.
Ye hayi lamdla kakho kodwa sizamdinga kwezethu phela anti kumele sibhalanse indaba lapho ukuthi yena uthi lokhu la laba wena bathi lokhu anje kubhalanswa njalo baba.
Hayi uthi mavele akazakhulume right lapha nokukhulume siya le lecele lakhe la eliya le.
Hayi mbongile kodwa ukuthi ungenele ihlewuleni siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Lami ngiyakujabulela lokho.
Okay bye 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 bye.
Hanzi ba Chuma wafanele ukuthi
arabe. Hanzi say say no no Chuma is always having one side that he doesn't like so we must invite him. So even the 21st birthday of the former president, he's saying he doesn't want to hear about it because they want to forget fast about Mr. Mugabe.
Yeah.
They are sick and tired of him, so now they really want to forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that you are saying is that the presence of the army is necessary. Maybe it's very temporary. And he says, you know, what people are observing is when people get to a roadblock, they always hug the soldiers, you know, do everything, and ignore the police. He says there's absolutely no reason why they should respect the police. So they just ignore them while they're hugging the others.
Yeah. Let's acknowledge those who are following us on our Facebook page. Innocent Chana, loud and clear. Thank you so much, Innocent. Tawanda Mabura Miti. Watching in Rusape is loud and clear. Thank you so much, Tawanda. Manyewe Shingi, guys, you are awesome. Thank you. G Farai, watching from Chitown. Thank you so much. Courage Mutobaya, watching from Witbank. Thank you so much. Visitor Ava Zivishe, Isu, teacher commenter after 90 minutes. Samba Ituone, comrade ED. Thanks so much for your comment. Fortune Kure, watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much. Akim Zinto, Arguti Pe. Thanks, Akim. Chauke Mlilo, Pe, pa Botswana, but thank you so much. Patience. Muza, watching from Kuwait. Interesting. Good, thank you so much. Then we have Mapimize Ropafadzo. Thank you so much. Mikeo Chirumba, Te Botswana, Pagabs. Thank you so much. Tinashe Chikomo, Atiwope. Thanks, Tinashe. And Solomon Sami Gatsi, watching from Tanzania. Thank you so much. Good.
We've got other messages on the VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7 pages. One of the messages reads, hello, my Zimbabwe. I love you all. Stay calm. It may be too early to celebrate. This could be the beginning of another era in terms of politics. And that is from Zimbabwe culture. And then Lord Thomas Banda says, Zindawa lingafuna ukukhuluma lana. Lingafuna ukukhuluma lami. Sifuna ukukhuluma lawe faka inombolo. Sikufonele khonapho. Khona manje. Then Martin Mhlanga says, a good listen. So he's enjoying this kind of program. And then Martin again says the police must be retrained. So utama police akumela a train of foot, right? And then Shepard Maxen says, "For me, guys, for me now." Then Antileta Chabangu says, "Hello, I'm watching you guys from the diaspora." Angela Machonisa says, "I'm watching you. Thank you so much, Angela Machonisa." And then Unami Moyo says, I'm watching you from South Africa. So, Roman, go on.
Tina Mkoma Heri Parunari, Kubargu DRC. Makadi Mkoma Heri.
Hello.
Panenge paruguita damudzikwa hapo rekatichazoedza kufona nhare yacho kuzvakare kuna Mkoma Heri. But let's go to you, Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo? Yes, one caller has said there is a need to retrain the police if that can be done. What can be done? It appears people are very bitter about the way the police conduct their business. You heard on Inauguration Day, the crowd was booing the police commissioner general, Augustine Chihuri.
Yes, our police force is actually bad. We had one of the best police force that we inherited from Ian Smith. The conduct was excellent, but it turned out after some years, I think about 10 or 15 years, the police became a very bad police force. I think retrained those that are in the old guard, the chiefs of the police, must be retired, and the police retrained and rebranded. Maybe you call it the police of the Republic of Zimbabwe, PRZ. Maybe that would mean something. But that police force, which actually represents Zimbabwe. This ZRP thing is now rotten. They should just throw it away. It's bad. It's really bad. That type of corruption can never make the country right. Never.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Because it was so blatant. Mm-hmm. Crimes are thrown away because money has been put in. Mm-hmm. Even the justice system is as rotten as the police was.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Moyo.
So, Mr. Mavinga, if the police are so corrupt and all these kind of things, so how does Zimbabwe move forward, like in terms of rebuilding the country? You know, because corruption, as we know it, actually destroys a nation, you know?
You know what, Gibbs? I need to correct one thing.
Mm.
People are under the mistaken idea that the main reason why the military took over the police and are now having joint patrols with the police is because of corruption. No, that is not the point. The main reason has been that the military was not confident, did not trust the police to be loyal to this coup thing. The police support unit under Guvamombe and others were viewed to be loyal to President Mugabe, former President Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
So the military is actually trying to test the waters to find out if they can confidently trust that the police can now work without the risk of them turning on and causing chaos or breaking ranks with the military.
Hmm.
So this thing about corruption is just by the way. But the main thing is about trust, is about whether or not the military could really say we are together in this thing with the police.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, slow Baba Ndlovu, lapha ecingweni. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila futhi, kunjani?
Ngiphile Ndlovini, ungaphi kwakhona?
Ngisedethi, baba.
Yeah, so akutsho Ndlovu, nxa ukhangele wena, konoke esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje ukuthi amapolisa lamasoja asebambisane emgwaqweni lapha, wena sokubonile khona ngapha edethi, kumenjani?
Hayi, kungami kunjalo, kodwa bengiceka ukuyela emuva njana mfowethu.
Ubuyela ba?
Ngithanda ukukhumbuza abantu ukuthi-ke bananzelele ukuthi umuntu njengobaba uMgabe nguye kumuntu okuthiwa i-detector sibili engayiziyo emhlabeni, the greatest detector.
Mm.
Izinto zonke lezi ezenzakalayo izinto eziplaniweyo. Khumbula ukuthi undoda uqina wathi engena embusweni kwaba lokuxokozela ukuzabe sefuma, kumele aplaye indlela yokuthi aconfuse umhlaba ukuze-ke i-safety yakhe ibe safe twenty-four hours. Phela yikho phela ade engu-chief wamasosha, kutho ukuthi vele besivele sibuswa yi-military. Even ubaba uMnangagwa kuthiwa wayefakela i-poison. So kuzangenza ndawuthe ngoba even ojelson jula bothiwa babezama ukuchaya i-president esikumbulala ngokuyimdlalo nje okudlalwa yi-detectorship ngoba phela nini kuba ujabulani sibanda wahlutshwa ekukhulumeka kuthiwa ukathi umuntu oyingozi ochaya oplana ikhumbi oplana i-assassination lo muntu ozikhulumela umhlamba ngubi njalo uma uGrace Mgabe exokozele ethethisa abantu wabe kwizinto ezazivele ziplane umkhehle kahle asatsho uba umgabe ulama-advisors ulabacebisi ulabo-vice president shonetshethi ilizwe elilodwa belingehlulwa ngumfazi oyi-one visors ukuthiama-advisai mama ngokususenza so kuthi phela bonke bazi ngezinye indlela ilizwe generation new blood wena beba-advise beseceleni even yena ubaba uMnangagwa nawe ngathi esenika umdala i-10 million ye siyavuma ubakodwa-ke yeyi bakithi this guy is the greatest ticket abantu bengaphanjaniswa yilokhu okwenzakeleyo izinto eziplaniwe nje ukuthi undoda kuqina atshelele kakahle nje amacala akhe esikhohlwe of course obunye abantu bengathi useluphele kodwa ke ukuchelela ukuhlanipha kwendoda njengoba uRobert waphuma ke lapha wachelela yakho lomhlaba nje ukuthi wasentole izinto zabo kanti is a credit.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovini ye. So singaphosela ukugcina baba.
Ukugcina kuba umuntu akagwa isigodi emayo yile change futhi ama-reforms amaningi ku-education akhumbule izintandane obantu abagogekile iyakhula abantu abagogekileyo baba umgabeke kuningi kwaphosa kuzakhuthwa kumnankagwa kabananzi abantu abanjalo bayahlupheka abantu abanezikili ngabantu who can be enforced ukuthi bangene ku-system and qualify and stand for their own bese ngisithi ababalisi amateacher abakithi abakhwezwele umholo singathola siphikisana utitsha uqakathekile umnankagwa unjalo khaphana wafunda esikolo bengaqabanisi amatisha befaka ngama-curriculum okungancetshile even wakhela i-new curriculum ama-projects ama-task kuningi can imagine umuntu ancetheza 10 subjects ezto write 10 bakithi 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 iviki ilamalanga ayi-5
i-hour ifoni yakho singani ifoni yakho singani yakiliza kodwa hayi sesikuzwile kakhulu Ndlovini. Siyabonga kakhulu Ndlovu ungadinwa kusasa Ndlovini. So Mr. Ndlovu has got several points here. He says he doesn't believe in what was happening since the military took over and or maybe before the military took over. So he says this was a well choreographed political theater, you know, like they were trying to have a soft landing for Mr. Mugabe's exit. So he says they did whatever they did, and people are just fooled all over the world to believe that there was a coup or whatever. He says, no, that was not a coup at all. It was something planned for, it's a succession, in fact. So he says, well, Mr. Mnangagwa is in power now, but he needs to make a lot of reforms, like, you know, catering for the disabled. We have to be integrated into society. And he says, you know, teachers need a lot of upliftment, you know. They need a salary raise and all those kind of things. Yeah.
We also want to acknowledge more and more people joining us. There is Sheila Mukonyo. Hi, people watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much. D. Mango watching from Equatorial Guinea. Wow, interesting. G. Farai Arguti Tiripo Zedu. Thank you so much. Mandaz Ernest watching from Djibouti. Thanks. I'm happy to listen to your channel. Thank you so much. Then we have Macmillan Chiwanza watching from Malawi, Blantyre. And then with Philip Runavo watching from Zimbabwe. Evaristo Matata watching from Zambia. And then we have Peter Jones watching live from Gaborone, Botswana. Hope you are all good. Then we have Enemia Chibushe watching from Harare. Thank you guys with your program. Philip Runao Kwekwe, to be precise. Love more, Chibantu watching from DRC. Zakaria Maopa watching from Zimbabwe. And Mnyarazi Chasakara watching from Botswana. And lastly, Douglas Mubaiwa watching from Zambia. Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can see we are all over the world.
All over the world. All over the show. And then Virginia Makebo and Zimbabwe Culture are saying, Ndlovu is saying the truth. This was a planned thing, you know, according to them. So,
let's go to Jason. Mkoma Jason, Waripari Nareku, South Africa. Magadi Mkoma Jason.
Hey, Tiripo Magadi Mkoma.
Aywa, Tirina Anizwe. Duparize Ipa Jona.
Pari Raji Ndlovu, Bloemfontein. Ya, inini, tatoda kutanga kutala. Ndeze kuti, tanimasho kakandu kanzi, mtunga mire MDC, waramba kutiwa, tani ne, kungano la munanga kweli. Ndlovu gari. Kufunga kwa kangware ku kuziva hizo sendi kwa zisina msoro mse zipiri alave ya ami wakai chate kufa wakata zakanaka kubatira kuti zisira mdara hui kata asia atifano kubara hivyo ni kuti zinu zumechete ami yoyo ya wakatote mtapa 2008 kate maelecho ndaka wino na NDC batinza wa mnangagwa havana cha wanumbo kwanza kuti watawari kuzi kana cabinet yao ya wachaisa nunga ninge ngori ya masinia saka wani wawo ndo wane influence kuti wane ngori mautikizi nivandu yusema wawo havana cha wane cha hiyo mkufungo kwa wawo asiku kukulikiza ni kutunga mitu wane wano wakana ni masoja ya wawo saka I think nisisu se wano wakapane na weru shinji wezu ngitu kwa masoja kutika ngura mba chengeteza wawo kuchengeteza na pachao mungu zilotipani za chino kutani za chino za chino batila yusisu kwa nati chakanganda magasira atizvizvo asati kushangana zvekuti saramba zvese sasikazarini because vanhu vari kutikana na havasi kutrustana zvavakaitirana yekuzamutire vacho pamunangagwa neG4 wamugabe saka izvozvezvo MDC inofanira kutanga kutonyatsa kuprepare ground yacho kuti tapinda maelections next year inenge takasimba sei tikwanise kuziva kuti tinobuda sei
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jason
ok mukoma wangu
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs
mm-hmm.
You're saying Jason there that the MDC must be very careful and ensure that there are reforms before the elections.
Mm-hmm. So ke baba moyo ngizwile ke okhuluma ekugcineni lapho uthi kumele kulungiswe khona kube lokhetho. Kungakwenzi ukhetho kumele kuqala kulungiswe okunengi. Uthi MDCT ingawela phela ingadlela njengenhlanzi. Iqini ingena khona phana kukhetho kungakwenziwa lokuthiwa ngama reforms. Wena ubona njani khonokho?
Ye ngabe ngakwenza lokho kuqondile sibi ngoba indlela ivele indlela okumele bayilandele yenze lawo ma reforms le constitution lani line yokuthi emthethweni welizwe kulungiswe ukuthi sibili bonke kube indlela yokuthi ama elections angezwa kakuhle njalo futhi mina enye into engingayithembiyo yona into yabo ukuthiwa yizekhi le izekhi le igcwele abantu be-CCIO lama ex-police lo judge wayevele esebenzela sikwazi ukuthi ujudge wezani umakarawo so lapha asiboni thina ukuthi laba bantu sibili bangamela ilizwe ekuphatheni ukhetho ngendlela eqondileyo uzila wabona ngubona ngaphandle kokuthi kubuyelwe emuva kukhethwe abanye abantu bakhethe iphaliyamende labo bantu
kodwa bangakwenza iphaliyamende iparlamenti ngavuma
kono ngenze kwata system kuthi yobe MDC bebalutshana baletha abanye nabezihamba baletha abanye uhlanganishe kube nabantu abangathi esingathi bamelele imicabango yabantu eqondileyo engenza kube lokhetho olungcono labaakamphatheni
kodwa ngaso sikhangele sibili kudala waqaliswa ukukhuluma ngama reforms lalawa ubonani kungaphutsha nje kono
kudala sibili
ye kungaphutsha kodwa kono
ye kumele kuphutshe nxa kungaphutshanga sizahamba njani ekhethweni ngoba laphana kuvela kuqondanga i-voters roll yana ndoda mna bengithangela ama-elections phose iminyaka engu-25 laphana kubolile lapha
kuyathi
wena ule ndlu yakho uthole kuyikuthi ku-voters roll kulabaye abantu abahlala endlini yakho ongabaziwi izinto sasizithola ku-voters roll yona leyo so nxa ngayibole ngaleyo ndlela ayitshintshwe i-inspekthwe kuhle kuhle baphiwe nalabo abaphikisayo ukuthi khona nasi i-voters roll ake lihlole libe nesikhathi kulungisiswe sibili kube sendleleni right singaphonga ubhukuthele ekhethweni sizababisela labantu it will be long term
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba moyo ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana so what Mr. Moyo is saying is that he doesn't trust Zek at all so he says he's stuffed by members of the spy network that is the Central Intelligence Organization, the police, and some other operatives. So she only says, if ever Zimbabwe has to have a free and fair election, they need to clean up Zek first. And but cleaning it can be a problem because even Parliament, ZANU-PF has got a majority. So he says that's a big challenge. Mbona zanisisi lo baba futhi cingweni lapha ngabe ngubaba Machazi. Baba Machazi, kunjani? Ye, so ndilifoni ninguze kuhle Machazi.
Eh, lina linjani ngapha?
Siphili lungapi Machazi?
Ngamna ngokulawayo.
Kunjani kontuthu?
Hayi, hayi ku right.
Njobe umnanga kwasengele embusweni sokuthunqa intuthu yini kona ngapha.
Eh, sesivele yaphambaniseka ukuthi maye sekhuluma ukuthi uza kwenzani. Ake sesithela izisebenzi zikahulumeni nje kumele zisebenze kanjani. Na ukuthi njalo khonoko kodwa kuthi ukuthi uletha umbuso ofana lokaSmith ngoba nxa usitshela abantu abasebenzi kanzima sithi obhosi babanye abantu somele bangenzezile abanye abantu
kodwa ke emgwaqweni lapha kume njani mzala
hayi emgwaqweni le isibi isanya seseright yazi abantu besebedilekile thina abanye yazi ngesikhathi kuthatha indlela esemajeli kodwa ke abantu laba beyathathela imali egcekeni barojwe ngamapholisa sikhathi sonke ku-right khonokho
ye kukhanya sibi kuyahlupha so ke kanti sizwa kuthiwa kuyaba kule socha lapha kulale pholisa so wena kube thusi khonokho
khona kuyethusa kodwa ke yazi umumo nxa uvele utshintsha kumele utshintshe ngoba into zonke zisikhathisayo phela kathi sesidinga lokhuya lokhu lapho kuzasethusa kodwa ithi kuyiwa ngathi asilaqiniso sizobona ngakho.
So wena kodwa ubona ngani kuya ngaphi khonokhu baba Matshasi?
Lokhu hhayi ngibona ngazani yinto enhle ukuthi antikhetho liyabuya kulomnyaka ozayo. So amadoda lawa asendozini ngoba okokuqala uyabona izanu PF i-divided into three kathesi kuthi ekamduri kuthi G40 kuthi lacost uyabona ivela kuyiwa ndawonye nje kuphele ukuthi after elections next state elections hhayi siyabe sithi abantu bezimbabwe baze yacelebrate.
Aha, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Matshazi ungadinwa nokusasa ulale kahle.
Alami ngibonile la lisebenze kahle.
Yeah, kulungile mnumzane. So according to him, freedom is coming tomorrow. I think that was his message.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, the police and the army patrolling together is okay mm-hmm. for the moment. So maybe he says it's a temporary arrangement, mm-hmm. like what the other caller said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, I'm here, Blessing. Can you hear me? Yes.
Why is it that SADC and also the African Union had no appetite to intervene? The AU even called said this was not a coup at all.
Well, I think, quite frankly, SADC and the AU are more interested in stability than in democracy or in constitutionalism. So when they got a sense that the military was firmly in control and had accomplished the military coup with minimum violence, which was open or bloodshed, which was minimal in terms of what was visible to the public. They thought, yeah, this is a team that is in control, and therefore, if there is stability, we are good to go. And quite frankly, Blessing, after 37 years of authoritarian rule, I think almost everyone was tired of Mugabe, and they just wanted to see the back of him and begin to support any kind of process that has potential for a new beginning for Zimbabwe. But of course, we are in a very delicate and difficult situation as Zimbabweans, because now that the military has tested political power, they can at any point again purport to use this power to violate and interfere in civilian and political affairs. And that's the biggest challenge that needs to be addressed, much more than the issue of the voters' role or getting people to register to vote. Because as we go to elections, the military will take a position, a public and political position. And that position is obvious. It is that the president is a straitjacket, and they would not want someone from the opposition to ascend to the highest office. They cannot just get rid of Mugabe only to give to someone. This is the idea. So it's going to be a very difficult position unless there is a strong, united push from Zimbabweans, from opposition groups, from civil society, to say, yes, Mugabe is gone, but we do not want to have the military involved in our politics. Never, ever again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We are receiving a report that for now, Mr. Patrick Chinamasa will be the acting finance minister to just ensure that things are flowing normally, and also that Mr. Mbengegui will be the acting foreign affairs minister. Interesting, because President Mnangagwa is yet to announce his cabinet. So that's a statement from his office. Regatende kuna mkoma namo goronga. Magadi mkoma namo goronga.
Fara magadima.
Aiwa tirina ni zvedu tipe pfungwa dzenyu kuma namugoronga.
Mashandire ari kuda kuitwawo anoti mapurisa nemasoja vanosangana shanda pamwe.
Mhm.
Izvo kunenge kuri kuzama kuti vaone pfungwa dzine mapurisa nokuti panenge pakavandirano.
Mhm.
Saka vakavarega vari voga vanoshira kuti vanogona kungomuka chibhebhenenga rimwe remazuva.
Mhm.
Saka nokuti basa iro rinofanira kunge richingorire mapurisa chete, mauto ngaamire zvokungodzivirira nyika. Uye ipapapa tingafarira ng'anga inobata mai nemaitiro ari kuita mauto. Zvakanaka zvavakaita, saka ngavachisiya basa kuvaridzivaro nokuti iwo mauto ngaachibudira mune zvose zvenyika izvi vaite basa ravo chairo chairo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nhamo Goronga.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Nhamo Goronga is saying that the military has played its part as the midwife of this coup. So it's time to go back to the barracks. And just quickly on our Facebook page, we want to acknowledge the following. RB Matarutse, thank you so much. Eliam Gonese, watching from Finland, thank you for the program. Thanks, Eliam. Then we have Elijah Pound in Zimbabwe. Melissa Carr, watching from Kwabushu. Thank you so much, Melissa. Charumbira Edward, watching live from Zimbabwe, Bitebridge. Ruth Kasiwa Liswaniso, watching from Namibia. Thank you so much. Tawanda Gwaze, watching from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Paul January, Pamberine Mishasha, Zemasaisai, please, blessing, call me. And we'll try to call you, Paul. Thank you so much. And then we have Benovelence Nyati, Arugutuope. Thank you so much. Tototai Mativa Varira, my good friend in the UK. Thank you so much. Benevolence Nyati, watching from heaven. Really? Not. I hope Benevolence, you are not one of those pastors who say, I went to heaven and I saw Hitler and so and so. Tototai has written a message. He says, Zviri kufamba here, London, takasimba. Thank you so much. Chipo Dendere says, agreed. Fafi Gwindi, thank you. That's Dr. Chipo Dendere. Then Fafi Gwindi, thank you, Vakuru Wangu. Then Fafi says he's in the UK. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Yes, Lotembi Dube, I'm listening, guys, from Johannesburg. Kuzobuya ke Stephen Mdlauzo, utinze Ireland. Kuzobuya Virginia Macebo, utinze UK. Siyabonga kakhulu lonke elisibukeleyo. So ke ngizokuthola ke sesilomnumzana Alexander osecingweni. Baba Alexander, kunjani?
Kona linjani labalaleli?
Ngisiyaphila mfowethu, ungabonga khona khona.
Ngise Namibia.
Ye, kunjani Namibia?
Hayi, Namibia kukahle ngomhla wenkosi.
Ibizo lika president wangapho kutombani?
Geingob.
Uchayile. So ke akuthi uthe Zimba. Ezimba ukuthi kubona njani? Ngokwenzakala Zimba.
Alright, into ebengikukhuluma lapha ukuthi I just wanted to make one thing to the point, drive one thing to the point. The army, it take over the army, amasocha le amabutha weZimbabwe. It was not to effect electoral reforms. I think that is one thing that we as Zimbabweans should understand. It was not for electoral reforms, but it was to install Emmerson Mnangagwa as the ZANU-PF party president and automatically drive him to the seat of the presidency. What you should understand with ZANU-PF is that it is a very strong institution. It is a very powerful institution. If you recall the Mgagawa Declaration of 1975, you would agree with me that the military officers sat down and it was a strong-worded statement where they sought to go for the armed struggle. And as such, if you remember, 2 years later, at the Special Congress of ZANU-PF, basusa undaba ningisithole kulapha babeka khona umgabe. And it was even said prior to the installation of Mnangagwa by the army, ukuthi bona they managed to recall Ndavaningi Stole, and so they will recall Robert Mugabe, and they did just that. So it was a well-calculated move, and so Zimbabweans should stop being too relaxed and stop giving such comments as to say military rule is okay. No, it's not okay. The army should go to the barracks. The police should be on the roads. There should be a reformation, a reconciliation amongst Zimbabweans, and Zimbabweans should stand for that which is good and that which is proper. Because Zimbabweans, as individuals as well, as a nation as well, they should also reform when I'm a Zimbabwean. So it was not for electoral reforms, it was not to assist the people, but it was some confusion which had gone into ZANU-PF. We know what was happening in ZANU-PF. So that's my point.
Thank you so much, Mr. Alexander.
All right, Shabon.
There you are.
Of course, Napoleon once said that if you see your enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt him. We don't know if this was how the opposition viewed it in also supporting the impeachment of former President Robert Mugabe before he resigned. Let's acknowledge those who are following. Thank you so much. Manyewe Shingi, Arguti, call me, guys, call me. Mulotsi Nto, iRadio Ipambili, kule live video streaming. Thank you so much. Hadi Joe, soldiers should go back to the barracks and allow police to work. Clive Lungile, Arguti, watching from Zimbabwe. Mamura Mbinda, thank you so much. Collins Moyo, let's continue interceding for this nation, watching with interest from Botswana. Shepstone Shepi Chimbidzikai, I'm in Johannesburg. Tanyaradzwa Mawanda, hi guys. Little Mpala, watching from Swaziland. Shepstone Shepi Chimbidzikai, Fe from Johannesburg. Then Mulotsi Nto says, Tinotenda, I'm at Baitbridge. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
So I can say Fe from Washington myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe our last question, you know, to this gentleman. So, Mr. Moyo, I'll start with you. Looking at what the British and the Americans are doing right now in Zimbabwe, they're actually engaging Mr. Mnangagwa. Do you see any change in the short term? Mr. Moyo?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Moyo, I was saying that we are seeing the British and the American congressional delegation actually engaging President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So do you see any softening of relations between Britain and America and all those kind of things in the short term, maybe?
I'm not sure, but anything is possible. These guys didn't like Mugabe, and so he's leaving of power may open up doors for investment and other international relations that may actually be good for Zimbabwe, business-wise and job creation, and also improving the economy. I think that could.
I think your phone is cutting off a little bit. So let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, do you see any relaxation of some kind of restrictive measures against the former president and maybe his inner circle as well? He's no longer in inner circle, by the way. So do you see any?
Well, yes, it is very likely, Gibbs, that there will be that kind of sort of goodwill approach to try and give a soft landing for Mnangagwa. But in reality, I think if you saw today that Mnangagwa was with the generals and business people at some mine in Zimbabwe, this shows that he is pro-business, pro-investment. He's more focused on making money and getting Zimbabwe to work again, but not so much on the right side. And the targeted measures had to do with democracy, good governance, and human rights respect. So we are likely to get an immediate improvement in that regard unless there is a strong push and unless we have, because Mnangagwa is expected to be president for the next 6 or 7 months only, and then we go to fresh elections. So the litmus test really for Mnangagwa's presidency is how he prepares for the coming elections. Will they be free and fair? Will the military go back to the barracks and not interfere in this upcoming election? If otherwise, we are in for a rude awakening when we have been celebrating the end of one.
Thank you.
For another.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga, the human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Thank you so much to human rights activist Clement Moyo, our viewers, our callers, those who send us messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, our radio listeners, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.